Well, it's just like every other game. You know, we want to win. And I'm not going to put a lot of pressure and say that, you know, it's a must-win situation for us. I mean, we're not going to go into it like that. We just feel like we're just going to approach it like it's every other game. And every other game we approach to win. And that's going to be our whole mind state. It's going to be the way we go into this game, and that's what we're going to plan on doing.
Schedule now.
So we can't worry about the games after that. We just take care of this upcoming game this Sunday, a divisional game. You know, you take care of the division, we'll be sitting happy, and that's the way we feel. You know, we got Oakland, we got KC, and we have the Chargers in divisional games. But first and foremost, we got to take care of Oakland. And like I said, we control our own destiny. So we go out and win this game and play well and do what we've been doing the last 3 or 4 weeks, man. We should be sitting good at the end of the game.
Some of the guys were saying there's been some pretty cathartic film sessions the last few weeks. What was watching film of the Bears game like, particularly watching the game?
Well, it was tough because you felt like, you know, after watching film, you felt like that the results was a win at the end versus, you know, having a loss. We dominated them guys for the first, I'd say, 4 quarters. You know, you take away Hester, 2 special team returns, you know, it's a totally different ball game, and then they blocked the punt. But, you know, we dominated them defensively until like the last couple of drives. They got the ball in the 18, they scored, and then they were able to drive the ball and I guess tie it up or something like that, and then the overtime. So, but like I said, man, we're playing better as a defense. You know, we're eliminating the run, guys holding their gaps. You know, we fly into the football, we're getting sacks, we're getting interceptions, and that's what good teams do. We force turnovers. And other than one Jay's interception that Brandon Marshall slipped on, you know, we won the turnover ratio, won the turnover battle. So, you know, we just keep doing what we're doing, man, just forcing turnovers and making plays, and we'll be sitting good at the end of the games.
It seems like the mantra of your position, you know, playing corners, you got to forget when things go bad, you got to forget them quick. And
oh, yeah.
Well, does that make it easier for you perhaps than some other guys to get over a loss like that?
Well, you know, guys to play the position I play, we understand the game, understand that you have to have short memory and just have to keep going. Even when you make a good play, you know, you enjoy it for the moment, but you forget about it and move on. And the same versus giving up a big play. You know, you forget about it. You talk about it on the sideline and say shoot, or, you know, be disappointed for a minute. But, you know, the minute you go back on the field, you forget about it, put it back in your head, and just go play football. And that's the same with this Bears game we just lost. You know, we felt like the game was very winnable. We should have won the game, but we didn't. And we just got to move on. And like I said, we're still in the same situation we were in before the game started. You know, we still have to win out to be sitting good at the end of the year. And we feel like, you know, it's something that can be done. All the games that we play are winnable. And we feel like if we do what we're supposed to, no matter who we play, we'll win.
Does this feel like you were here for the rivalry stuff. I want to ask you about Vargas and what impresses you about this guy who's really starting to come into his own.
Well, he's a gladder, a guy that's pretty long, seems to, you know, feel good in the backfield running the football and still not half comfortable with feel comfortable with his offensive line and feel comfortable with the offensive scheme. And like I say, he's like a glider, you know, a slinky guy that has good quickness and good speed and seemed to feel comfortable in that pocket, you know, running the football. So I know he's coming off a good game last week, so his confidence is probably high. They won the football game and he's playing at home this week. So we're expecting this guy to come in with a lot of fire and a lot of emotion. And we just got to keep doing what we've been doing, and that's eliminating the run and forcing these guys to throw the football and force turnovers. If we do that, man, we'll win.